Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart Radio with my special guest, Minister Harold Copeland. Now, we are not strangers to you, and you are not strangers to us, because we know that you are a faithful listener to this ministry, Mission from the Heart. And we are so forever grateful to how you have accepted the ministry as a discipleship, as a tool for you to be discipled, and that you could grow and go in grace. Hallelujah. And we thank you for being faithful to this ministry. Now, we are going to continue in our new series, God's Mirror, and we're concluding this series today. So if you are a first-time listener to us, hallelujah, thank you for being that. But we encourage you to go back and listen to the previous series, or parts 1, 2, and 3, so that you can be totally familiar with what Minister Copeland and I have been teaching through this series. Now, as we prepare for today, we encourage you to just come ready, willing, and able with a pad in hand to take some rich notes, something to write with, and your Bible. These are necessities for us to continue to grow in God's amazing grace. So we'll continue and conclude in this new series called God's Mirror. So this mirror that we have been sharing with you, God's mirror, is a reflection of his image. It is a reflection of God's word, and it is a reflection of God's love through his word. So familiarize yourself with the previous series, the past series of this particular Bible study, and just be able to come to a full understanding what we will continue in James 1, verses 22 through 25. So without any further delay, I'm going to hand the mic over to Minister Copeland so that we can continue to just dig right in this lesson, God's Mirror. Minister Copeland?
Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In all things, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Hello again, everybody. Shalom. Peace. God bless you. I am Brother Harold Copeland, and along with our host, Minister Carnita Smith, it's a delight, a lovable experience to be back in the studio with you again. We always want you to know that it's an honor and a privilege to fellowship with you concerning the truth of the Word of God. And we welcome you again to Mission from the Heart radio broadcast. We want you to know that we love you. We want you to know that we appreciate you, and that we thank God for your life. But most importantly, God loves you. And God has a great plan, a good plan, a marvelous plan for your life. And every time you open your heart to receive the seed of the Word of God, God has downloaded revelation knowledge into your heart by his precious Holy Spirit. And this revelation knowledge will give you the understanding and wisdom to take you to God's divine plan for your life. And yes, you too shall stand, proclamate the oracles of God to this lost and dying world. And we're closing out our wonderful series, I mean marvelous series, God's Mirror. That divine mirror that reflects the true you, reflects perfectly your divinity, your God nature. And we're going to close this series out today, but we never stop looking at God's mirror, because God's mirror reflects the daily activity that God has for our lives. So we need to look in that mirror daily. And once you see how beautiful the reflection is, I pray that you begin to look into his mirror, which is his word, throughout the day, and see the wonderful things that God has already done for you. In Jesus' name. We're going to dive right into the teaching. And we always like to start out by reading our launch pad scripture. And as was said earlier, our launch pad scripture comes out of the book of James. And that's chapter 1. Verses 23 through 25. Let us read that.
James 1, anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer. He is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. Amen.
Amen. Now, to set up the closeout of this wonderful teaching, we have to read out of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, and we want to read verse 23.
Now, may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Now, to be preserved, spirit, soul, and body, blameless in the presence of God, first of all, we want to say that our spirit man, the real us, is already perfect in the presence of God. And when God saved us, he saved our spirit, and he saved it to the uttermost perfect. Our spirit man looks just like Jesus, as Jesus is. So are we right now in this world. Our spirit man is wall-to-wall Holy Ghost. For he that joined to the Lord is one in spirit. Our spirit man is free, liberated. Because with the Spirit of the Lord, there is liberty, liberation. So our spirit man is filled with this peace. But in order for us to be whole, We have to get that peace released into our souls, which is our mind, our will, and our emotions, and our physical body, the earth suit that you see when you look in a mirror. Peace. Let's take a look at this peace before we step into the teaching. John talked about this peace in the book of John, chapter 14. And we're going to read that book of John, chapter 14, starting with verse 27 through verse 31.
27 through 31. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice, because I said, I am going to the Father, for my Father is greater than I. Verse 29, and now I have told you before it comes, that when it does come to pass, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, so I do. Arise, let us go from here. Amen.
Amen. Now, since God, through his Holy Spirit and the promise of his word, saved our spirit during the moment of our salvation, our spirit is already glorified. Our bodies and our souls are not glorified yet. They are not completely saved. But every day, we look into God's mirror and we renew our minds. We are heading in the direction, of glorifying our souls, which would lead us to glorify our body. But that process will not be finished. We're going to always head in the direction, day by day by day by day. But that process will not be finished until we enter the presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, when we receive our glorified body, at the same time, we shall receive our glorified soul. And we have to read 1 Corinthians chapter 13. That's the love chapter. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And we're going to start with verse 9 and read through verse 12.
1 Corinthians 13:9. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. I was a child. I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror, dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known. Amen.
We're heading. Our spirit man is already glorified. But day by day, we're heading in the direction of the glorification of our souls and our physical body. When we receive this glorified body, and when we receive this glorified soul, Paul said that which is perfect is come. He's talking about the glorified body. When we get there, he said our current partial knowledge, now he jumped to the soul. He said the soul and our knowledge, mind, will, emotion. And he said we will have full revelation. Full revelation. That's the completion. He said we will know in part. And the knowing is in the soul. And right now we're saved. Our spirit man is perfect. But in our soul, we only know in part. We say, but you'll know all things, even as also you are known. And I'm saved. I've been saved for some decades. But I tell you what, right now I don't know all things in my soul. And I don't know even myself as God know me yet. So when the full fulfillment of the transformation and the soul is complete, that's when we will enter into that place of peace through and through, spirit, soul, and body, and we would also be perfect, spirit, soul, and body. But 2 Corinthians emphasized a perfection. The moment we got saved, and we want to go in there and let the mirror reflect this perfection, even though our souls and our bodies are not perfect, the real us is perfect. And let's read and see what 2 Corinthians chapter 5 is reflecting concerning the perfection of the real us. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Verse 17.
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen.
Amen. Now we're entering into the spirit man. We have that now. You see, all persons who are in Christ right now, that's you and me, we are brand new creatures, that's you and I, we are brand new creations. The old things are passed away, meaning he already set us free. We are set free right now. And everything in our spirit, man, is brand new. And I like the part that says all things come from God. And God is supplying all we need right now in our spirit, man. Our job to release it into our soulish mind that our mind can come in agreement with the completion that is already done in our spirit. And once that truth enter our mind, our soul, our souls feed it to our physical body, and our physical body line up to the truth of this awesome, magnificent salvation that God has already done for us. This total transformation is not a process. It's a change that has already been done. That's in the spirit. It is an accomplished fact. But it didn't happen in our bodies. And it did not happen in our souls, but it happened in our born again spirit. Since I've been saved, since you've been saved, we have never committed one sin in our spirit man. Every sin we committed after salvation was done in the soulish realm, in the physical realm, and that's the realm that God calls the flesh of us. But God do not know us by the flesh. So even though we may have committed a sin after salvation, we're still righteous because God knows us only by our righteous spirit. We're still sanctified because he has sanctified and consecrated us, set us apart for his use in our spirit, man. We are justified. Because in our spirit man, which we take before God and we come before God, we pray from the spirit, we relate to God in spirit and truth because he's a spirit, we are justified in that spirit man. And justify, I like breaking down the definition of that word because it's a beautiful word and it's powerful. After the salvation of our spirit, justified, meaning we always stand in the presence of God just if I have never committed not one sin. Hallelujah. What a mighty God. Hallelujah. What a loving Father. And since God only knows us by our spirit man and relate to us by our spirit man, he's always in love with us. Always. He always wants to encounter us with the loving heart of the loving Father. He always want to have divine visitations and release the Father's heart of love to his sons and his daughters. And let's just open up our hearts and allow the Father's heart of love to touch us. He's always ready and always willing. And as we just open up and allow him to pour his love into our hearts, a heart-to-heart intimate relationship with our Father, his heart of love. And just let the awesomeness of his heart encounter your heart. See, it's an extravagant love. It's a love feast when we encounter the Father's heart of love. A love buffet. Love buffet. An overflow. Yes. Let him encounter us now. By faith. Because he loves us. He said, you are beautiful. You are wonderfully made. You are the apple of my eye. You are my beloved. And I am well pleased with you. And he loved to shower us with his blessings because he said, there is no good thing will I withhold from you. And that's all because the miracle he has done, he has already done it. Once we got saved, Somebody may not have received this great salvation, but today is the greatest day of your life. For we too will allow you to be able to encounter, the Father's heart of love. You see, when we got saved, our spirit totally changed at us receiving that awesome salvation that was thought of in no place, only in the Father's heart. When we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord, our spirit man, the core of us, the innermost part of our being, underwent an instant and complete transformation, you know, like the beautiful butterfly coming out of the ugly cocoon and that strong, bold, total frog coming out of the tadpole. Now, it did affect our body and our soul in some way, but our body and our soul did not receive the complete work. And Christians who do not understand that the change took place in their spirit, and it has to work itself out into the soul and the body, they are usually disappointed Christians. And they say things like, I thought I became a brand new person. I thought Jesus was going to change everything. And with that mindset, unbelief comes in. And they began to think that nothing changed because they're still identifying themselves by their soul and their body and not by their spirit, man. And they begin to say, I'm the same. And some pick up serious doubts, and the devil help them out and say, am I really saved? Because they're looking at the soul and the body. And those who do maintain their salvation, they lose faith that they can really experience and enjoy this great, awesome life here on earth. See, God is a spirit. And the way we fellowship with him, have any type of encounters with him, any type of worship or praise, we have to do it in spirit and in truth. So the truth is, our spirit has totally changed. In our spirit, man, we're not in the process of trying to get anything from God. Everything. And I say that again, everything we'll ever need in this Christian life is already present in its entirety in our spirit, man. At this very moment, our born-again spirit is perfect and complete as it will ever be throughout eternity. We will not have to get a new spirit when we get to heaven. And neither will our spirit have to be matured or complete or cleansed from any type of defilement we receive down here on earth. You see, the truth is, right now, if you're saved, if you're born again, if you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're mature and complete as Jesus himself. And let's qualify that in the book of 1 John. Chapter chapter 4. Verse 17.
John 4, verse 17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Amen.
Amen. And that he is Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. Because of the miracle of salvation, the spiritual salvation that God himself done through the power of his Holy Spirit, through the power of his word, which is spirit and life, and that life that is manifested as our spirit unite with his spirit in the inner being, that life is the resurrected life of Jesus Christ himself, abiding, living, and dwelling on the inside of us. Now, that's for believers. And there may be someone in the studio, someone under the sound of my voice, that haven't had the opportunity to receive this great gift of life. For it's the Father's will for all of us to receive this great life and come into the knowledge and the understanding of Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. The Father do not want anyone perish, but our Father want all of his children to come back to him and receive his Son in their heart so they can be united back to the heart of the Father. You know that loving heart of the loving Father we were talking about earlier, the Father heart of love, the greatest intimate relationship that any human being can partake of. And anyone that haven't partaken of this first and utmost relationship with the Father's heart of love, they would not have the wisdom and knowledge to operate in any other relationship to in the fullness that God designed for it to happen. But today is your greatest, the greatest, the best, the most wonderful day of your life, because we at Mission from the Heart, we are Salvation Ministry. And we always yield to the Holy Spirit to use us and allow the Holy Spirit to minister to hearts and to begin to draw hearts into the Father's heart of love. And I sense the Holy Spirit ministering now, and that's my sign to stop, to draw, and pray, and to turn the microphone over to my awesome host, Minister Kenita Smith, who God has anointed with a salvation anointing to take us to the cross. Minister Smith?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Copeland. And we are now at the point of our time today to get serious with God concerning our heart and our eternity. God created us in his own image to have an abundant life. He did not make us as robots to just automatically love and obey him. God gave us a will and freedom of choice. So we choose to obey God and go our own willful way. We will make choices today or yesterday or even future. The results in separation from God. And this is what we do not want, my brothers and sisters, is to be totally separated from God. And so we take this opportunity to stop, drop, and pray with extending God to you. Now, when I say you, I mean those who have not accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, intimately, personally, wholeheartedly. According to Romans 3, verse 23, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So this is what we do in this ministry, is to lead you to the feet of Jesus, that you would stop, drop, and pray with us as your heart leaning on him, that your ears are assertive to his voice as he has been gently calling you over the years of your life. You're not here by chance. You are here because he has been calling you to surrenderance. Surrender your life to him, my brother, my sister. This is a time to not play or be straddling the fence or even having a half-hearted notion of should I, could I, or would I. The day is today. He created this day for you to surrender your heart, your life to him willfully, a willingness of choice. So as you prepare your heart, your mind, and even your mouth, we are going to pray with you. Now, it's my words, but your heart that the Lord sees. Don't come thinking you can fool him, because he is a God who is all, knows all, and is everywhere at once. So my brother and my sister, as we go to the feet of Jesus, as humble as you know how, we are going to pray with you that you would receive the salvation of Jesus Christ. So let's pray. Now, my brothers and sisters who are with us on this broadcast, we encourage you to partner with us and pray for those who are listening who do not know Christ as intimate as you do, who do not know Christ with a whole heart as you may. Partner with us as we pray one with another for those who may not know him today. So let's go to the throne of Christ in prayer. So you would repeat after me. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in me today. Lord, I surrender my heart. I surrender my soul. I surrender my body to you. You have created me in your image. Here I am, Lord, and I lift up holy hands to you. I come with nothing but myself, and I come with love in my heart for you, Lord. I believe by faith what Jesus did for me on the cross. It was his blood that paid the penalty for me, his love for me to have died on the cross. Thank you, Father God. I receive you by faith that my life will be made whole, brand new, born again. Thank you, Lord, for doing that for me. Here I am, Lord, receiving and loving you because of Jesus, my Savior. Lord, I thank you. I surrender and I receive you. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, I pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My brother, my sister, rise up. Rise up. You are now born again. You are a new creation. Your spirit and the spirit of God are now one. The two became one. Hallelujah. And we encourage you to seek out a Bible teaching church, that you would be baptized by submersion of water. Hallelujah. And when you rise up, you are letting the world know that you are a Christ follower. And seek out a small group or a Sunday school class that you can be connected, that you would grow and go in grace, continue being discipled in your newness of life. Hallelujah. And continue to listen to Mission from the Heart Radio. For God is working all these things out for your good. Why? Because you told him you love him. You told him you love him. You told him you love his son, Jesus. Now it's a time for you to tell the world that you love Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We are excited for you, Minister Copeland and myself, that you have done what is right on today. And we also encourage you to stay in prayer through his word. This is our anchor for the soul to be new and in oneness with God, is we anchor and cleave to his word so that we will continue to hold steadfast to his promises, sure-footed, unmovable, my brother, my sister, that we will rejoice and glorify him and him alone. Hallelujah. So we are excited. We are excited. And I pray that you are too. Minister Copeland?
Hallelujah. Congratulations. Stepping, crossing over to the other side. In the natural realm, the Israelites crossed over into the promised land. In the spiritual realm, we got New Testament people. When we receive salvation, we cross over into the promised man. And that promised man, the man of promise, is Jesus Christ, our Lord and his Savior. We cross over through the power of his Holy Spirit, come in one, and by the revelation knowledge of the word of God, which is spirit and life, and we receive the very resurrection life of Jesus Christ in the innermost part of our being, our spirit life come one with his resurrected life, and his resurrected life become a bridge, a divine bridge, that connects us to the Father's heart of love. And through walking in the Spirit, we can have that intimate relationship at that even of Adam had before his sin. We can walk with God through and through in the cool of the day, throughout the day, day by day, for the rest of our life. Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. And we pray you continue in God's mirror, amen. And it's a must. God's mirror is spiritual food. Through reflection, it empowers us to be who God called us to be. It identifies us. It shows us who God said we are. And it revealed to our hearts and our minds, our souls and our body, how God sees us. And if that's the way God sees us, through his mirror, we have to come in agreement with God say about us and no one else. Not even what we think about ourselves, not even what our circumstances say, our situation, or what people say about us, or what this world is saying. No. It's who report are you going to believe today? And through God's mirror, we shall believe the report of the Lord. Now, as we prepare to close this teaching, I am going to give you some takeaways that we would like for you to take away from this teaching. And it will not be hard or difficult. I will ask the question, but then I will give you the answer. Now, your job is to search your heart and see, are you one with that answer in your heart? And if you are, then Holy Spirit has imparted the truth God wanted to reveal in you concerning his teaching. And if it's not there, that's all right. Once you hear the answer, receive the answer. And before I leave, I will give you one of my favorite spiritual tools, powerful spiritual tools, to make sure you come one with that truth and to make sure that it gets on the inside of you. And once it get in there, then you can look at the devil when he come with his lies, and you can say, it is written. And the more he lies, you can say, no, this is mine. This truth is mine, and I stand on it by the power of our Lord and our God. And my first question is, we looked at 2 Corinthians 5, 17 and 18, and my question is, what happened when we was born again? Now, that's a good question. And the answer, in our spirit man, we became a new creature. In our spirit man, old things passed away. In our spirit man, all things become new. In our spirit man, all things are of God. New creature, new creation, old things pass away, all things become new, and all things of God. And if that is solidified in your heart and your spirit man, then you have received the reflection that God wanted you to see in his mirror. The next question. What part of this change was complete in the past? Okay. And We became new and old things passed away. That's in the past. We became new and old things passed away. And the next question would be, what part of this change are right now present tense? Okay, right now. We are in Christ, whether we feel it or not. All things have become new, whether we feel it or not. And all things are of God, and all this is taking place in the spirit man. Question? Did the change take place in your body? And we should quickly answer that. No. Question. Did the change take place in your soul? And we should know the answer. No. So, the next obvious question is, when will the transformation of our body and our souls be complete? If it wasn't complete when we got saved, when will it be complete? And the answer is, our body and our soul will not be totally complete or glorified until we go with Jesus, until Jesus come back to get us. And until that time, we will always be in the process. We will always be headed in the direction trying to get our souls and our bodies to line up with that complete work that God has done in our spirit man. And that total change, that perfection that 2 Corinthians talk about is in our spirit, man. Because in our spirit, man, as we read in 1 John 4:17, as Jesus is, so are we right now in this world. When we look at God's mirror, and God's mirror begin to reflect spiritual realities and spiritual truth into our hearts, it's our job to and renew our minds with it so our souls can line up to that truth. And our bodies can begin to walk out the truth. Not that the truth that God is going to give us, but the truth that's already in us, the finished work of the cross. And you say, well, Brother Copeland, how do I do that? And I'm glad you asked. Let us go to the book of Joshua. And the book of Joshua, chapter 1, and I want to read 8 scriptures and powerful scriptures, God commissioning this man of God to take the place of another man of God and to lead a people into the land of promise. This is a commission from God to his soldier and his leaders and his commanders. And I know we have soldiers and leaders and commanders in the studio, and we have soldiers and leaders on the broadcast. So Joshua, chapter 1, read verses 1 through 8.
Joshua 1, starting in verse 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant is dead. Now, let me back up. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. For from the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Verse 6, be strong and of good courage, for to this you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. Verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. And I'm going to read verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Amen and amen.
Powerful commission. It is not just to Joshua, but it's all of God's people that is in the vineyard doing the work of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I need you to write those scriptures down, because when God's mirror reflects the nuggets, revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit that we receive, we have to meditate to get it in us. And we have to meditate those truths, the revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit, to renew our minds, that soulish mind, in order to get that soulish mind to line up with the truth of God's word. In closing, last scripture, Psalms chapter 1, verses 1 through 3.
Psalms 1:1, verses 1 through 3. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, And whatever he does shall prosper. Amen.
Amen. The reflection, importance of looking into God's mirror above your circumstances, above your situation, above your feelings and your emotions, even though the mountain is still there. Don't let the mountain rule. Even though there may be a low place in the valley, don't let that low place take you down. But look into God's mirror and let God's mirror reflect to our hearts and our minds and our souls what God is saying concerning that situation. And when the mirror reflects, we believe the reflection that we see, and we declare and decree what God is saying by meditating on those truths day and night, above what the world is saying, above what the circumstances and situations are saying, above what people are saying, above what flesh is saying or doing. But we meditate those truths in our hearts, and they will renew our mind, and our minds agree with the mind in our spirit man, and our physical body are just start walking in the direction our renewed mind directed to go into. And it will always lead us into God's will and God's plan and God's purpose for our lives. People of God, begin and continue to read God's mirror, which is His word, and to look at those reflections and believe what God is saying about you. And the more you believe, the more you'll begin to walk it out. And I release the blessings of God upon you. May the grace of God go before you. May the peace of God rest in you and through you. And may the love of God overflow out of all of us, that someone may see this love and come to know this Lord Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Minister Smith.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I tell you, this has been a blessing. As always, this series, God's Mirror, has shined the light on so many of us. If you have been a faithful listener of God's word, not just listening and hoarding it for yourself, but being a hearer and a doer of His word, according to James 1:23-25, you will reflect the love of righteousness as you meditate, as Minister Copeland has said, day and night on His word. This is a discipline. This is a practice. Just the same way you practice for anything or prepare yourself for anything that you are going to be ready for the next day. You practice. You get it inside of you. This is the discipline, my brothers and sisters, that we are to do ourselves concerning God's word, meditating on it, bathing ourselves in it, relishing in it, wallowing in it, for it to become us. It is a way of life. We are holy and sanctified, set apart according to the scripture. This is what God wants His children to live out in these closing days of grace. So we just say, ready yourself like a soldier, ready yourself for a good fight, not in the physical. Ready yourself with love, joy, peace, the fruit of the Spirit, that they would come through you so that others would fall in love with Jesus Christ. Always remember, my brothers and sisters, that the grass wither and the flowers fadeth away, but the word of God will remain forever and ever and ever. Hallelujah. God bless you, my brothers and sisters, and we will be together again.